Chapter 6. Health Service Support. This chapter describes HSS within the Division AO. Health Service Support. AHS support to division operations includes HSS and Force Health Protection, FHP, which are critical capabilities embedded within formations across all warfighting functions. The FHP mission falls under the Protection Warfighting function and will not be covered in detail in this publication. CFM 4-02 for a complete description of AHS support, the 10 medical functions, and 6 AHS principles. Medical commanders and surgeons utilize medical C2 to tie both FHP and HSS support together within the division as they work within their staffs to plan, coordinate, synchronize, and integrate AHS support. This ensures all 10 medical functions are included in the division or brigade running estimates, operations plans, and op boards. HSS within the division AO is the responsibility of the division commander. The division surgeon, a member of the commander's personal and special staff, provides the medical control for the division commander as it relates to AHS support, which includes clinical, medical, and technical consultative services for assigned and detached medical units. The surgeon provides medical information, recommendations, and professional HSS advice to the division commander and to other staff and functional cells. The surgeon, in coordination with the supporting medical brigade support, is responsible for maintaining current data on the status and capabilities of and requirements for FHP and HSS in the division AO. The surgeon also plans, coordinates, and develops the division AHS plan and policies for the FHP and HSS missions. Health Service Support Mission. Army Health Service Support encompasses all support and services performed, provided, and arranged by the Army Medical Department to promote, improve, conserve, or restore the mental and physical well-being of personnel in the Army. Additionally, as directed, provide support in other services, agencies, and organizations. This includes casualty care, encompassing a number of Army Medical Department functions, organic and area medical support, hospitalization, the treatment aspects of dental care and behavioral/neuropsychiatric treatment, clinical laboratory services, and treatment of chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear patients, medical evacuation, and medical logistics. FM 4-02. Additionally, as directed, the AHS provides support to other services, agencies, and organizations. HSS also consists of the treatment of Seaburn patients. Direct patient care in the division. Direct patient care in the division encompasses roles 1 and 2 medical treatment support. These roles of care are provided by organic assets, medical platoons of maneuver forces, and treatment teams assigned to units, or on an area support basis from supporting medical companies or detachments. Within the BCT and EAB AHS units, the BSMC and the MCAS provide this support. The area support function encompasses COSC and support, emergency dental care, operational public health, routine sick call, and tactical combat casualty care. Maneuver brigades may be augmented with a medical detachment or forward resuscitative and surgical detachment, FRSD, based on mission variables. The division may also be augmented with a Role 3 hospital based on mission variables. Division Medical Operational Challenges. AHS support to the division faces several operational and ethical challenges to include MTF mobility, finite medevac capacity, and prolonged care. Difficult decisions regarding patient care may be required and based more on the tactical situation, availability of medevac, access to medical supplies, and force protection considerations than they have been in recent history. Organic divisional medical personnel provide en route medical care, but current medical capabilities are not designed to hold or treat non-stabilized patients on the move. Continued treatment and holding of high-priority patients, for example surgical cases, is necessary until stabilized for movement. Once treatment of high-priority patients begins, it must be continued until completed to reduce the risk of loss of life, limb, or eyesight. Current medical formations will culminate quickly if required to conduct forward movement or relocation with patients. current medical formation design and equipping may not be capable of providing continued support within the timelines allotted by maneuver forces and the constraints placed by logistics common user transportation. This is especially true for Role 3 hospitals in support of the division. Health Service Support Medical Functions. HSS pertains to the treatment and medevac of patients from the battlefield and the medlog in support of them. HSS includes 4 of the 10 medical functions. Medical treatment, organic and area support, which includes seaburn patients. Hospitalization. Medevac, to include medical regulating and the provision of en route care to patients being transported. Medlog, to include blood management, inclusive of all Class 8 supplies, equipment, and services necessary to sustain these operations. A brief description of each HSS medical function in support of the division is provided in the following paragraphs. For more information on each medical function, refer to FM4-02, ATP4-02.1, ATP4-02.2, ATP4-02.3, ATP4-02.4, and ATP4-02.10. Medical treatment, organic and area support. The medical treatment function encompasses roles 1 and 2 medical treatment support and includes the treatment of seaburn patients. Role 1 medical treatment is provided by the combat medic in the maneuver platoon or by the physician assistant, or the healthcare specialist in the battalion aid station or Role 1 MTF. Role 2 medical care provides greater resuscitative capability than is available at Role 1 and is rendered by the BSMC in the BSB or by the MCAS, which is an EAB asset. These roles of care are provided by organic assets, medical platoons of maneuver forces and treatment teams assigned to units, or on an area support basis from supporting medical companies or detachments. Within the BCTs and EABAHS units, the BSMC and the MCAS provide this support. The area support task encompasses COSC support, emergency dental care, operational public health, routine sick call, and tactical combat casualty care. For more information on medical treatment, refer to FM4-02, ATP4-02.3, and ATP4-02.4. Treatment of chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear patients. HSS operations in a seaburn environment are complex. Medical personnel may be required to treat seaburn injured and contaminated patients in large numbers. Medical treatment is provided in protected environments, and medical personnel must wear personal protective equipment. Movement of seaburn casualties can spread contamination to clean areas. All casualties are decontaminated as far forward as the situation permits, and are decontaminated at the patient decontamination site before being admitted into a clean MTF. The admission of one contaminated casualty into a clean MTF will contaminate the facility, medical staff, and the medical equipment, thereby reducing treatment capabilities in the facility. Refer to ATP4-02.7, MCRP4-11.1 Foxtrot, NTTP4-02.7, AFTTP3-42.3 for additional information. Medical treatment primary tasks. The medical treatment medical function is responsible for the following tasks. Provide first aid. Provide tactical combat casualty care. Provide forward resuscitative surgery. Conduct routine sick call. Provide patient holding. Promote casualty prevention measures. Provide medevac. Provide physical therapy. Division level medical treatment capabilities. Role 1 medical treatment is provided by the combat medic in the maneuver platoon or by the physician assistant, or the healthcare specialist in the battalion aid station or Role 1 MTF. Role 2 medical care provides greater resuscitative capability than is available at Role 1 and is rendered by the BSMC in the BSB or by the MCAS, which is an EAB asset. Role 2 medical support is provided by the medical company brigade support assigned to the BCT. MCAS, which is an EAB asset that provides Role 2 medical care for units in the supported area that do not have organic medical treatment assets. Refer to FM4-02 and ATP4-02.3 for additional information. Forward resuscitative surgery is also a primary task of medical treatment, which provides damage control surgery capability close to the point of injury or wounding. This care is provided by the FRSD, or forward surgical team, when collocated with a Role 2 MTF. The FRSD is assigned to the medical command, deployment support, MedCom DS, or medical brigade support, and attached to a Role 3 hospital when not deployed forward to support a Role 2 MTF. When not deployed forward, the FRSD can also augment surgical capability of the Role 3 hospitals. Hospitalization. A medical treatment facility refers to any facility established for the purpose of providing medical treatment. This includes battalion aid stations, Role 2 facilities, dispensaries, clinics, and hospitals, FM4-02. A hospital is an MTF capable of providing inpatient care. An inpatient is a person admitted to and treated within a Role 3 and 4 hospital and who cannot be returned to duty within the same calendar day, ATP 4-02.10. The hospital is staffed and equipped to provide diagnostic and therapeutic services, as well as the necessary supporting services required to perform its assigned mission and functions. In addition, a hospital may discharge the functions of a clinic. Though Roles 1 through 3 are considered MTFs, a Role 3 hospital provides hospitalization. Roles 1 and 2 MTFs do not provide all of the capabilities included in hospitalization. Therefore, Roles 1 and 2 MTFs are not hospitals. For more information on hospitalization, refer to FM4-02 and ATP4-02.10. The Army's hospitalization capability consists of Role 3 hospitals purposely positioned to provide support in the AO. Role 3 hospitals expand the support provided at Role 2 and are staffed and equipped to provide care for all categories of patients, including resuscitation, initial wound surgery, damage control surgery, and postoperative treatment. Hospitalization within the division provides essential care within the theater evacuation policy to either return a patient to duty or stabilize a patient for evacuation to a definitive care facility outside the AO. Essential care is medical care and treatment within the theater of operations, and which is mission, enemy, terrain and weather, troops and support available, time available, and civil considerations dependent. It includes first responder care, initial resuscitation and stabilization, as well as treatment and hospitalization. Forward care may include stabilizing surgery to ensure the patient can tolerate further evacuation, as well as en route care during evacuation. The objective is to either return the patient to duty within the theater evacuation policy or to begin initial treatment required for optimization of outcome, FM4-02. These services encompass primary inpatient and outpatient care, emergent care, and enhanced medical, surgical, and ancillary capabilities. Outpatient involves a person receiving medical/dental examination and or treatment from medical personnel and in a status other than being admitted to a hospital. Included in this category is the person who is treated and retained, held in a MTF, such as a Role 2 facility other than a hospital, ATP 4-02.10. The modular design of the Role 3 hospital provides the capability for medical planners to tailor and deploy capabilities as modules or multiple individual capabilities that provide incrementally increased medical services. The Role 3 hospital in support of a division may be augmented by one or more medical detachments, hospital augmentation teams, or medical teams designed to enhance its capabilities to provide HSS within the division AO. Since supporting units within the division AO will need to remain as agile as possible, medical planners should consider establishing the minimum amount of hospital modules necessary to accomplish the hospitalization mission. The Role 3 hospital is assigned to the Medical Brigade Support, or MedCom DS. Hospitalization consists of essential care to all patients who are evacuated out of theater and definitive care to those soldiers capable of returning to duty within the theater evacuation policy. Hospitalization support is provided by the Role 3 Hospital Center, up to 240-bed, or Combat Support Hospital, up to 248-bed. Hospital capabilities include triage and emergency care, outpatient services, inpatient care, pharmacy, clinical laboratory, blood banking, radiology, physical therapy, MedLog, operational dental care, emergency and essential dental care, oral and maxillofacial surgery, nutrition care, and patient administration services. Triage is the process of sorting casualties based on need for treatment, evacuation, and available resources, FM 4-02. Triage consists of the immediate sorting of patients according to type and seriousness of injury and likelihood of survival, and establishing priority for treatment and evacuation to assure medical care of the greatest benefit to the largest number. The categories of triage are minimal or ambulatory, those who require limited treatment and can be rapidly returned to duty. Immediate, patients requiring immediate care to save life, limb, or eyesight. Delayed, patients who, after emergency treatment, incur little additional risk by delaying further treatment. Expectant, patients so critically injured that only complicated and prolonged treatment will improve the chances of survival. Medical evacuation, including medical regulating. Medical evacuation is the timely and effective movement of the wounded, injured, or ill to and between MTF on dedicated and properly marked medical platforms with en route care provided by medical personnel, ATP 4-02.2. The provision of en route care on medically equipped vehicles or aircraft enhances the patient's potential for survival and recovery and may reduce long-term disability. For more information on Medevac, refer to ATP 4-02.2. The mission of Army Medevac assets in the division is the evacuation and provision of en route medical care. Medevac functions include the emergency movement of medical personnel, equipment, and supplies. This includes Class 8, blood and blood products, and serving as messengers in medical channels. Medevac is a system that provides the vital linkage between the roles of care necessary to sustain the patient during transport. This is accomplished by providing en route medical care and emergency medical intervention if required, which enhance the individual's prognosis and reduce long-term disability. Army Medevac is a multifaceted mission accomplished by a combination of dedicated ground and air evacuation platforms synchronized to provide direct support, general support, and area support within the AO. At the operational level, organic or direct support Medevac resources acquire and locate, treat and stabilize, and conduct intra-theater Medevac of soldiers from the point of injury or wounding to an MTF staffed and equipped to provide essential care within the AO. Essential care focuses on saving life, limb, and eyesight, and returning as many soldiers to duty as quickly as possible within the theater evacuation policy, or beginning initial treatment required for optimization of outcome and stabilization to ensure the patient can endure evacuation. The appropriate roles of medical care must be maintained throughout the continuum of care. A patient who has received complex care such as damage control resuscitation or damage control surgery requires continuous maintenance of the critical care support that was initiated at the forward MTF. Based on the appropriate level of care, the medical personnel providing en route care may be paramedics, other properly trained medical specialists, or nurses. When possible, this en route care should be used as far forward as mission variables allow. Medical regulating. Medical regulating refers to the actions and coordination necessary to arrange for the movement of patients through the roles of care and to match patients with a MTF that has the necessary HSS capabilities and available bed space. JP 4-02. The system is designed to ensure the efficient and safe movement of patients. For more information on medical regulating, refer to ATP 4-02.2. Medical regulating entails identifying patients awaiting evacuation, locating available beds, and coordinating transportation for movement. Careful control of patient evacuation to appropriate hospitals is necessary to effect an even distribution of cases. Ensure adequate beds are available for current and anticipated needs. Route patients requiring specialized treatment to the appropriate MTF. The factors that influence the scheduling of patient movement include patient's medical condition, stabilized to withstand evacuation, operational situation, availability of evacuation means, locations of MTFs with special capabilities or resources, current bed status of MTFs, surgical backlogs, number and location of patients by diagnostic category, location of airfields, seaports, and other transportation hubs, communications capabilities to include radio silence procedures, division-level medical evacuation capabilities. Medevac employs standardized air and ground medevac units and resources and provides en route medical care to patients being evacuated. Evacuation from roles 1 and 2 are a unit responsibility. The following units provide medevac within the division AO. Organic medevac platoons, squads, and teams. Medical company, ground ambulance. Medical company, air ambulance. Medical company, area support, ambulance platoon. Medical logistics, including blood management. The Medlog function encompasses a system for planning and executing all Class 8 supply support. The system is anticipatory, with select units capable of operating in a split-based mode. For more information on Medlog, refer to FM4-02 and ATP4-02.1. The Medlog system, including blood management, provides intensive management of medical products and services critical for the AHS mission. The Medlog system anticipates the needs of the customer to continuously provide end-to-end sustainment of the AHS mission throughout the competition continuum. Medical units are the predominant driver of Medlog demands within the division, as AHS priorities drive Medlog priorities for support. Providing timely and effective AHS support requires a team effort that integrates the clinical and operational aspects of the mission. Medical logistics primary tasks. The Medlog medical function is responsible for the following tasks. Execute medical material procurement. Conduct Class 8 management and coordinate distribution. Perform medical equipment maintenance and repair. Conduct optical fabrication and repair. Provide blood management and coordination for distribution. Perform centralized management of patient movement items. Conduct health facilities planning and management. Provide medical contracting support. Ensure hazardous medical waste management and disposal. Ensure production and distribution of medical gases. Division-level medical logistics capabilities. Medlog, including blood management, encompasses management of the above-mentioned Medlog primary tasks. The Army Class 8 management and distribution process is described in greater detail in subsequent paragraphs. Operational Medlog support is provided by the BSMC Brigade Medical Supply Office, BMSO, Division and DSB Medlog Officer, Medlog Company, MLC, Medical Detachment, Blood Support, Medical Detachment, Optometry, Division Medical Logistics Systems. Medlog support in the division is an integral part of the patient treatment and evacuation system. Medical supply activities are located along patient evacuation routes to facilitate backhaul of medical materiel by returning ambulances. The division surgeon, in coordination with the supporting medical brigade support, or MedCom DS, advises the division commander in the development of the division medical materiel and maintenance system. The surgeon recommends division policies, establishes priorities, and plans and provides technical oversight of this system. The surgeon also determines division requirements for medical equipment and supplies and exercises staff supervision over the medical supply and distribution system. The requirement to support other components in a joint service operation may arise. This contingency should be coordinated with the component concerned and the support provided on an area basis. Division Class 8 Management and Distribution Process. The division and DSB surgeons, in coordination with the supporting medical brigade support, oversee Medlog support within the division. The division and DSB surgeons coordinate through the Sustainment Brigade's Distribution Integration Branch and liaisons with the Corps surgeon if needed. The medical brigade support plans, coordinates, and supervises Class 8 supply and resupply within the division AO and can serve as the single integrated Medlog manager when designated by the geographical combatant commander. The medical brigade support also coordinates with the division sustainment staff and the DSB SPO section for Class 8 distribution. The Medical Battalion Multifunctional MMB plans and supervises Class 8 supply and resupply within the unit's AO. Medlog elements within the MMB can also assist the medical brigade support by performing portions of the single integrated medlog management mission when designated by the GCC. The medical company Logistics provides direct support for medical materiel, medical equipment maintenance, and single and multi-vision optical lens fabrication and repair to supported units at brigade and below and EAB medical units. The BMSO in the BSMC provides organic Class 8 and medical equipment maintenance and repair support to medical elements of the BCT. For additional information on medlog management and distribution of Class 8 supply and resupply, see ATP 4-02.1. Medical logistics support for Roles 1 and 2 medical treatment facilities. The Class 8 supply functions for AHS units and elements operating Roles 1 and 2 MTFs are primarily the management of medical equipment sets, basic ordering for replenishment, and field-level medical equipment maintenance and repair support. Within the BCT, these functions are performed by the BMSO of the BSMC, the BSB SPO Medical Team within the Maneuver Brigade, the DSB and Division Surgeon Sections, and the MLC operating at EAB. Adherence to the Law of Land Warfare concerning Class 8. The Law of Land Warfare relevant to Class 8 derives from two sources, custom and lawmaking treaties, such as the Geneva and Hague Conventions. During large-scale combat operations, commanders may be required to assume prudent risk in storage and transportation of Class 8 with other classes of supplies. These decisions are required in tactical situations where mission variables indicate that measures to preserve protected status for Class 8 presents greater risk to the mission or personnel. The following ethical considerations apply to the conduct of the medlog function of HSS. Class 8 supplies and equipment are afforded protective status under the Geneva Conventions under certain conditions. Vehicles transporting only casualties or medical supplies and marked with a red cross are afforded protected status. Carrying medical supplies intermixed with other classes of supply does not confer protected status. Class 8 stored in a separate area or building away from other supplies and marked with a red cross is required for protected status. Storage of Class 8 with other classes of supplies, such as food or ammunition, negates their protected status. Captured medical supplies and equipment are protected from intentional destruction. Units having custody of enemy supplies and equipment will turn them over to the supporting medical facility. Local or captured Class 8 materiel will only be used to support enemy prisoners of war or civilian detained or retained personnel. For more information on the Law of Land Warfare as it applies to Class 8, refer to FM-40, FM-4-02, and FM-6-27, MCTP 11-10 Charlie. HSS Command and Support Relationships within the Division. Medical C2 is an overarching function including the medical, clinical, and technical control of all FHP and HSS support. A key to the successful accomplishment of AHS support is the synchronization of healthcare activities and the surgeon's clinical, medical, and technical supervision at echelon of ongoing medical and clinical operations. Command and support relationships provide the basis for unity of command and unity of effort in operations. Establishing clear command and support relationships of organic and EAB medical units operating within the division is a key aspect of any operation that includes medical C2. These relationships establish responsibilities and authorities between subordinate and supporting units. For more information on command and support relationships, refer to FM-30 and FM-4-02. Command and control of medical units in the division. Role 1 and Role 2 MTFs are organic within the division maneuver brigades. EAB medical units in support of the division are organic to a medical brigade support or MMB. Based on the core operations plan, these EAB medical units are either attached, OPCON, or under tactical control of the division. Medical elements of the medical brigade support are normally OPCON to the division commander, and their parent medical organization retains administrative control. This relationship provides the flexibility through medical C2 to shift medical assets to support additional division buildups, reallocate medical assets to accommodate patient workload, and reinforce or reconstitute maneuver brigade medical units. Support relationships of medical units in the division. Medical units assigned to the division maneuver brigades are organic to and directly support their brigades. Commanders assign EAB medical units to a support relationship for a variety of reasons. These include: the support is more effective if a commander with the requisite technical and tactical expertise controls the supporting unit rather than the supported commander. The echelon of the supporting unit is the same as or higher than that of the supported unit. For example, the supporting unit may be a brigade, and the supported unit may be a battalion. It would be inappropriate for the brigade to be subordinated to the battalion, hence the echelon uses an army support relationship. The supporting unit supports several units simultaneously. The Corps surgeon, in coordination with either a supporting medical brigade support or MedCom DS, is integral in developing the Corps AHS support plan. Based upon the Corps operations plan, which includes the division EAB medical requirements determined by the division surgeon, EAB medical units may be assigned to perform one of the following four support relationships in support of the division. Direct support is a support relationship requiring a force to support another specific force and authorizing it to answer directly to the supported force's request for assistance. A unit assigned a direct support relationship retains its command relationship with its parent unit, but it is positioned by and has priorities of support established by the supported unit. General support is support given to the supported force as a whole and not to any particular subdivision thereof. JP 3-09.3. It is not given to any particular subdivision of the force. Units assigned a general support relationship are positioned and have priorities established by their parent unit. Reinforcing is a support relationship requiring a force to support another supporting unit, FM3O. Only like units, for example medical-to-medical, can be given a reinforcing mission. A unit assigned a reinforcing support relationship retains its command relationship with its parent unit, but it is positioned by the reinforced unit. General support reinforcing is a support relationship assigned to a unit to support the force as a whole and to reinforce another similar type unit, FM3O. A unit assigned a general support reinforcing support relationship is positioned and has its priorities established by its parent unit and secondly by the reinforced unit. Note: medical units are modularly designed to provide AHS support in their area of expertise on an area support basis within a specified AO. Area support is not a support relationship, but a task assigned to a sustainment unit, directing it to support units in or passing through a specified location. ATP 4-90. Echelons above brigade medical units in support of the division. The AHS is a foundational capability that supports the division commander's efforts to shape OEs. Leaders recognize the AHS medical functions are complex in nature. Medical C2 organizations and the surgeon's medical control facilitate the integration, coordination, and synchronization of FHP and HSS throughout the division to ensure the interoperability of all medical assets and optimize the effective functioning of the entire system. Briefly discussed below are the medical units, medical brigade support, MMB, and hospital center, 240-bed, or combat support hospital, 248-bed, normally associated with supporting the division. For more information on medical units that support the division, refer to FM 4-02. Medical brigade support. The medical brigade support provides the appropriate medical C2 and planning capabilities necessary to deliver responsive and effective AHS support to the division. The medical brigade support acts on behalf of the MedCom DS to ensure the right mixture of medical professional, operational, technical, and clinical expertise to synchronize the complex system of medical functions required to maintain the health of the force. This effort consists of preventing casualties from disease and non-battle injury, promoting fitness, promptly treating and evacuating those injured on the battlefield, and ensuring the identification and countermeasures required to address any health threats in the AO. These functions enable the medical brigade support to transition from expeditionary healthcare support operations to providing quality AHS support in the AO. The medical brigade support, in coordination with the MedCom DS, provides health facility planning support within the division AO. The mission of the medical brigade support is to provide C2 of assigned and attached medical units, providing AHS support to a corps or division AO, to include joint and multinational forces. It further provides medical C2 for the corps or division commander as it relates to AHS support for the FHP and HSS missions, to include administrative assistance, staff, and clinical, medical, and technical consultative services for assigned and attached medical units. To accomplish its roles and functions, the medical brigade support is organized with two CPs. Tactical CP provides the medical brigade support commander with a deployable CP that can forward deploy the early entry module and elements of the expansion module with a division or core tactical CP. Main CP performs the AHS roles and functions in support of a division or core main CP with the campaign module and elements of the expansion module. The medical brigade support is assigned to the MedCom DS. The basis of allocation for the medical brigade support is 1/2 to 6 subordinate battalion-sized organizations. The combinations of the early entry, campaign, and expansion modules form the nucleus of the medical brigade support. For a complete overview of the composition and capabilities of the medical brigade support, refer to FM 4-02. The medical brigade support, in support of division MedLog operations, plans, coordinates, and supervises EAB Class 8 supply and resupply, including blood management, within the supported AO. The medical brigade support can also provide support as the single integrated MedLog manager when designated by the combatant commander. Refer to ATP 4-02.1 for information related to the role of the single integrated MedLog manager within the division. Medical Battalion, Multifunctional. The MMB is an EAB headquarters. Its mission is to provide C2 and logistical support for assigned and attached medical organizations, companies, detachments, and teams, task organized for providing AHS support to a corps or division. It further provides medical C2 for AHS support for the FHP and HSS missions, administrative assistance, staff, and technical and consultative services for assigned and attached medical units and for the combatant commander. To accomplish its roles and functions, the MMB is organized with two elements. Early entry element provides the MMB commander with a deployable CP that can forward deploy within a corps or division AO. Campaign support element performs the MMB AHS roles and functions in support of a corps or division. Modularity has resulted in a smaller deployed medical footprint through enhancing the capability to rapidly task-organize scalable medical capabilities. The MMB can be deployed to provide C2 of medical forces during early entry operations and facilitate the reception, staging, onward movement, and integration of division medical forces. All EAB medical companies, detachments, and teams in the division are assigned, attached, or OPCON to an MMB. This unit will be assigned to the Medical Brigade Support or the MedCom DS. An MMB is allocated as 1 per combination of 3 to 6 subordinate medical companies or medical detachment size units. Refer to FM 4-02 for a complete overview of the composition and capabilities of the MMB. Depending on its mission, the division may require an MMB in support of its AO. Based upon the requirements, the MMB provides several medical functions and capabilities specifically geared to support the division. For more information on the MMB and the units assigned, refer to FM 4-02, ATP 4-02.1, ATP 4-02.2, ATP 4-02.3, and ATP 4-02.19. Based on mission variables, the MMB can provide any combination of the following: Role 2 medical care in the form of the MCAS, additional ground medevac capabilities with the medical company, ground ambulance, Army MedLog support with the MLC, Dental services with Elements from the Dental Company, area support. COSC support from Elements of the Medical Detachment. Veterinary services with Elements of the Medical Detachment, veterinary services. Operational public health support from the Medical Detachment, preventive medicine. Blood support from Elements of the Medical Detachment, blood support. Ophthalmic support from a team from the Medical Detachment, optometry. Role 3, Hospital. The hospital center, 240-bed, to include the Combat Support Hospital, 248-bed, in support of a division, provides essential care within the theater evacuation policy to either return the patient to duty or stabilize patients for evacuation to a continental United States-based Role 4 MTF or safe haven outside the AO. The Role 3 hospital's assigned medical personnel, facilities, equipment, and materials provide the requisite capabilities to render significant preventive and curative health care. These services encompass primary inpatient and outpatient care, emergency care, and enhanced medical, surgical, psychiatric, and ancillary capabilities. The modular design of the hospital provides the capability to tailor and deploy capabilities as modules or multiple individual capabilities that provide incrementally increased medical services. The hospital center is a modular MTF designed to provide Role 3 medical capability in a tailored organizational structure to support the Army's varied multi-domain operation missions. The organization was designed to support the Army's decisive action requirement to conduct a mix of offensive, defensive, stability tasks, and defense support of civil authorities simultaneously in a variety of scenarios. The hospital center may be augmented by one or more hospital augmentation detachments, other medical detachments, or smaller medical teams designed to enhance its capabilities. These augmentation detachments or teams should normally be assigned or attached to the field hospital, 32-bed, and absorbed into sections with like functions. Other augmentation organizations aligned with the hospital center include the FRSD, the Medical Detachment, Minimal Care 120-bed, the Medical Team, Head and Neck. The HHD and Field Hospital, 32-bed, comprise the core and lowest denominator of the hospital center. The Field Hospital, 32-bed, is the only company-sized unit that provides complete clinical capabilities and staffing required to be designated as a Role 3 hospital. This hospital is deliberately designed to be self-supporting while remaining light, transportable, and expandable. However, once set up and full of patients, the hospital cannot quickly displace. The HHD, Hospital Center, and Field Hospital, 32-bed, are designed as the first increments to be deployed in support of an expeditionary force and can be expanded incrementally to a maximum of a 240-bed hospital by adding augmentation detachments. The HHD Hospital Center can command one or two field hospitals, 32-bed, with requisite augmentation detachments and teams, in one or separate locations, dual-based operations, without staff augmentation. Refer to ATP 4-02.10 for more information related to hospitalization and types of units that can augment the hospital. Roles and responsibilities of key division medical personnel. Medical commanders and surgeons utilize medical C2 to coordinate and synchronize the medical functions. Surgeons at Echelon further serve as a link between the varied commands and staffs they operate within to supervise medical, clinical, and technical support. The following paragraphs provide more detail on the roles of several key division medical personnel. Medical Commander. The medical commanders are the focus of C2 and use two processes in their decision-making process. The commander uses an analytic approach to evaluate information and data systematically, proposes courses of action, and determines which course of action will provide the optimal results. The commander also makes decisions intuitively through a decision-making process guided by professional judgment gained from experience, knowledge, education, and intelligence in the field of AHS support operations. Experienced medical staff members use their intuitive ability to recognize the key elements and implications of a particular problem or situation, reject the impractical, and select an adequate solution. Leader-developed medical professionals have been trained in critical thinking, assessing situations, determining requirements for follow-on services, and decisive decision-making skills since the beginning of their professional careers. These are critical skills which have been taught, nurtured, and cultivated throughout their professional medical education and training. A medical commander's experience base cannot be viewed from a purely military perspective of when that commander entered the Army, but must be viewed holistically to encompass all of the training, education, and experience this leader received. The medical C2 structure enables the medical commander to retain AO focus in support of the division commander, while still providing effective and timely direct support to the supported operational commanders and providing general support on an area basis to division forces at EAB. Division Surgeon. The division surgeon is a division-level officer and member of the commander's personal and special staff. The division surgeon normally works under the staff supervision of the division chief of staff. The division surgeon is the principal advisor to the commander on the health status of the division and advises the division commander and staff on medical capabilities, capacities, and all medical or medical-related issues necessary to support plans. The division surgeon interfaces with all coordinating, special, and personal staffs to coordinate AHS support across the warfighting functions. The division surgeon operating from within the section coordinates EAB medical support and ensures information is integrated into the division commander's ground tactical plan. As the chief of the division surgeon section, the division surgeon is able to contribute to the division's warfighting capability by providing timely and effective AHS support planning to include developing patient estimates for inclusion in the division planning process and the conduct of large-scale combat operations. The division surgeon works closely with the medlog officer and the division rear CP, the DSB surgeon, and the supporting medical brigade support in coordinating the Class 8 distribution plan for the division. The division surgeon is also responsible for the clinical, medical, and technical oversight of all medical activities in the command. The division surgeon ensures the division's current and future operations and plans are coordinated with the supporting medical brigade support, or MedCom, DS. Division Sustainment Brigade Surgeon. Brigade surgeons are members of the commander's personal and special staff. They are assigned to the HHC and normally work under the staff supervision of the brigade executive officer. The brigade surgeon plans and coordinates the brigade AHS support activities with the brigade's personal, special, and coordinating staffs. The brigade surgeon is responsible for the clinical, medical, and technical control of all medical activities in the command. The brigade surgeon oversees and coordinates AHS support activities through the brigade surgeon section and the brigade S3. The brigade surgeon keeps the brigade commander informed on the status of AHS support for brigade operations and the health of the command. The brigade surgeon, in coordination with the division surgeon and DSB SPO, oversees the Class 8 distribution plan for the division. The brigade medlog officer and the division surgeon section coordinate with the DSB distribution management branch on the Class 8 distribution plan. Brigade Support Battalion Support Operations Medical Team. The BSB SPO Medical Team is the principal staff team responsible for synchronizing both FHP and HSS operations for the Maneuver Brigade. It primarily focuses on the preparation and execution of AHS support operations in the short-range planning horizon. The BSB SPO Medical Team prepares detailed health and medical input to operation plans and fragmentary orders for Brigade SPO. The BSB SPO Medical Team concentrates on medical operations and coordinating the distribution of Class 8 for the Brigade. The BSB SPO Medical Staff coordinates the ordering, receipt, and distribution of Class 8 and blood products. The BSB SPO Medical Team coordinates with the BSMC to ensure Class 8 visibility and casualty reporting are accurate and timely across the brigade. Additionally, the BSB SPO Medical Team coordinates with the Brigade Surgeon Section to maintain the brigade's medical common operating picture. For more information on the BSB SPO Medical Team, refer to ATP 4-02.3 and ATP 4-90. Brigade Medical Supply Office. The BMSO is organic to the BSMC within the Maneuver Brigade. It is responsible for providing Class 8 supplies and equipment to include unit-level medical maintenance and repair and executes the brigade medlog plans. The BMSO serves as the forward distribution point responsible for coordinating the resupply and distribution of Class 8 materiel through the BSB SPO to supported units at the brigade level and below in accordance with AR-40-61. The BMSO coordinates medical supply distribution, typically with the BSB's distribution company, for further unit distribution by the forward support companies to the maneuver battalions. The BMSO maintains a safety level of critical Class 8 materiel, consisting of a limited amount of supplies, 100 to 300 lines of critical line items, for emergency release to support Roles 1 and 2 medical requirements for units at brigade and below. These critical line items are released to support the brigade when routine replenishment operations do not meet mission requirements. The medical equipment sets and dental equipment sets of the BSMC treatment and ambulance platoons can also be used as a backup source for emergency resupply to the battalion aid stations. Within the BCT, the BMSO serves as the forward distribution point for medical materiel, provides field-level medical maintenance sustainment support, processes optical fabrication requisitions. Within the BCT, the BMSO provides field maintenance for the BSMC and medical platoons in the BCT. This includes emergency medical repair. It also provides medical device reporting and oversight for all brigade medical devices. The BMSO supports the requisition of emergency replacement eyewear or inserts through the Spectacle Request Transmission System as the established emergency request system or the government eyewear system. For more information on the BMSO, refer to ATP 4-02.1 and ATP 4-02.3.